Hello, this is Greg Schultz of the Storage.io Group. Given the popularity and increased IT customer adoption and deployment of iSCSI, let's spend a few minutes talking about iSCSI deployment options in general and specifically about when and where to deploy iSCSI server software or hardware-based initiators. As a quick review, iSCSI is an implementation of the SCSI block I/O command set mapped to TCP/IP, relying on an underlying IP-based network, typically gigabit Ethernet-based LANs. iSCSI configurations include a host initiator that interfaces with the server operating system, file system, and applications to perform SCSI block I/O operations using either a built-in standard Ethernet NIC or an add-on iSCSI-specific Ethernet-based hardware adapter. Another principal component in an iSCSI configuration is the target storage device that represents and responds to SCSI I/O read and write operations. Between the host initiator software and the server NIC or hardware-based iSCSI adapter and the target storage system exist traditional LAN-based components such as switches and routers. iSCSI storage systems can either be native in that they have built-in Ethernet ports that support the iSCSI protocol, or storage systems can support iSCSI via external gateways and routers that translate from iSCSI to native fiber channel. Many NAS vendors are now shipping storage systems that support built-in Ethernet that support both iSCSI block-based storage access as well as NFS and SIFS NAS file-based access. Likewise, several traditional block-based storage systems also support some combination of iSCSI, Fiber Channel, or SAST host attachment natively, among other interfaces, while some legacy and even some new entrants still rely on external iSCSI to Fiber Channel gateways or adapters. With that review and refresher out of the way, let's spend the balance of our time talking about the differences between software initiator and host server iSCSI hardware adapters and their associated drivers, as well as when to use which approach. Hardware-based iSCSI and TCP offload adapters still require software support. Similarly, iSCSI software initiators rely on some hardware, usually a standard Ethernet NIC built into the server. Talking with IT users as well as iSCSI vendors, the Storage.io Group estimates that approximately 85-90% of all iSCSI deployments, and even more so on Windows-based servers, have relied on software initiators instead of iSCSI HPAs or TCP offload engines. It should be no surprise that the high number of software-based initiators is due in large part to the recent success in adoption of iSCSI in its target sweet spot market. That is, the key value proposition of iSCSI has been the low cost and that users can leverage common existing infrastructures to support general-purpose applications at good performance levels. Thus, the adoption of iSCSI has been, for the most part, outside of more I/O-demanding applications and environments that would require iSCSI offload or hardware-based processing. For most iSCSI deployments, performance has been good enough with adequate CPU bandwidth available to support TCP processing. However, moving forward, as more I/O-intensive applications are migrated to iSCSI or NAS requiring more TCP processing, additional CPU cycles will be needed to handle the network interrupts unless an offload or TCP accelerator card is added with applicable operating system support, for example, Microsoft Scalable Network Pack, known as SNP. You can learn more about Microsoft SNP in the January 2007 Search Storage Ask the Expert tip by myself, Greg Schultz, titled Easing I/O Bottlenecks with Microsoft Scalable Network Pack SNP. TCP offload operating system support is key to removing operating system bottlenecks associated with TCP network processing and reducing CPU overhead. SNP and other operating system implementations address the offload of TCP network protocol processing by enabling and leveraging the underlying hardware-based acceleration adapter, similarly to leveraging a graphics adapter or video adapter to improve graphics and video application performance, respectively. TCP accelerator adapters are commonly called TCP offload engines, or TOEs, with some optimized for iSCSI, some for general TCP handling, and some for both iSCSI and general TCP offload processing. The amount of performance or server CPU utilization will vary depending on the size of the processor, the type of the application, size of the TCP network, I/O operations, and the applicable workload. Some iSCSI software initiator and host adapter considerations include, among others, what type of applications are you or will you be supporting? What are your interoperability concerns along with different operating system support, storage devices, and adapters? What service packs, patches, or server software upgrades will be needed for your particular environment? Likewise, when considering iSCSI software and hardware initiators, what are your concerns with host-based multipath management software? Likewise, will you be supporting large I/O sequential bandwidth operations or random I/O? for example, online transaction processing or databases. The number of ports on the adapter and how they share performance resources should also be considered, and that some adapters have multiple ports, but yet they share a common backplane and common performance resources. Speaking of server backplanes, what is a software driver interoperability and coexistence, both with the operating system, the particular version, the patches, as well as other adapters and drivers, along with what are the availability performance monitoring and resource usage analysis tools that are available? Dealing with IP-based networks, security is concerned. So what are the security authorization and authentication, as well as LUN-based mapping and other security features? Hardware iSCSI adapter, NIC, and gateway vendors include, among others, Alacritech, Broadcom, Brocade, Cisco, HP, IBM, Intel, Microsoft, Naterian, QLogic, SANRED, among many others. Software-based initiators are available for many operating systems ranging from IBM AIX and OS 400 to Microsoft Windows, HP UX, Sun Solaris, Linux, Novell NetWare, and others, including VMware. For iSCSI target storage systems with native, that is, built-in, not add-on via external gateway, support is from vendors including BlueArc, EMC, Equalogic, IBM, Lefthand, NetApp, and Microsoft Windows Storage Server, WSS-based iSCSI systems, among others. Hardware-based iSCSI host adapters and their drivers provide and enable robust performance. However, most environments and applications for the near term, software-based initiators add credence to the iSCSI value proposition of leveraging what you already have with your existing network and server infrastructures. In general, for applications demanding higher levels of performance, use hardware-based adapters to offload CPU to support applications and leave I/O processing to the adapters. For less I/O demanding applications and low-cost deployment, software-based initiators are a good choice. The bottom line is that as iSCSI continues to evolve and its actual customer adoption and deployment grows, so do your options as to how to configure your systems for deployment with iSCSI storage. This is Greg Schultz of the Storage IO Group wishing you well, and thank you for listening to today's podcast.